Sunday night, after the concert, Zoe. I shut the Panop app and my hands are shaking, because this is what used to happen when it all began. In rehabilitation sessions at the unit, Jason, my key worker, liked to stress this and liked to make me go over and over it until he'd satisfied himself that I understood.
What must you avoid, Zoe, when you leave here?
Social media.
And which social media in particular?
All of it.
And especially?
Well, that question doesn't make sense if we've already agreed that I'm avoiding all of it.
Humour me.
Panop.
Well done.
Can I have a gold star?
Don't be cheeky.
Jason was basically mostly awesome. He didn't take any crap from anybody. My IQ has been officially measured as 162. This puts me in the category of exceptionally gifted. It means that I beat Einstein and Professor Stephen Hawking, who scored 160. But the problem is, a high IQ doesn't necessarily mean that you're clever enough to avoid being a massive teenage cliche, which is what I was, or what I became, before my descent into teen tragedy, that is. When Jason looked over my case notes with me at our first ever session, this is what he said.
For somebody with a genius level IQ, you've made some pretty interesting decisions, haven't you?
At that point, I didn't know that he was going to be as close as I would get in that place to having a knight in shining armour, because I'd only been at the secure unit for a week. So I said, "Screw you," which was a phrase I'd already learned from the kids on my corridor. I didn't like the look of Jason, with his film premiere facial hair, or the sound of his voice, which was boring and nasal, like he had an adenoidal cold, or the stewed tea he put in front of me in a stained mug. I thought, "Screw you," was a good response, but it turned out that Jason had a bit more life experience than me. Go figure. Panop is an app where you can anonymously ask questions of others. This is what you read on the page where you can register for an account. Hey, welcome to Panop. We hate to do it.